Hello, my name is J. Lewis Mills, for On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to lend me something. I need you to lend me your ear, and I need you to lend me your common sense. I need you to come join me. I need to talk to you. You need to talk to me. It's about time that we let it all out. Join me. I want to hear from you.
And away we go. Hello, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me. My name is J. Lewis Mills, and you have joined me on the level with J. Lewis Mills. I hope you all had a great week. I am currently right now, I guess you can say I'm on location. I am in the great city and state of Sedona, Arizona. Just trying to recharge the batteries. It's kind of it's a hard knock life out there in Hollywood. So sometimes you just have to get away and recharge the batteries, and I am doing exactly that. So I will definitely say, if anyone ever needs a nice, peaceful, tranquil place to just relax for a few days a week, I definitely invite you to come down to Sedona. Well, this week, it's been quite a week. My show last week, I had my brother, Mace Byers. He's the bass player from Gray Days on, and we had what turned into be a much more interesting and revealing and just wow type conversation that we had last Wednesday. I don't need to really go into it too much, but everyone pretty much knows about the tragedy that happened last Thursday, and that was 24 hours, not even 24 hours after I did my interview with Mace. So I spoke with Mace earlier this week, and he gave me, his permission to play last week's show once again. I'm not going to be doing this a lot, so don't think that you're going to hear repeat shows, but just because of the simple gravity of this conversation that we had last week. I had a friend of mine that wasn't able to bring herself to listen to the conversation until just yesterday, and she told me that she broke down crying just because of the subject matter that we were talking about. So I decided I wanted to play last week's show again this week. Now, sure, you could have gone to the archives and you could have heard the show, but it's just the strength of the conversation in relation to what happened that very next morning, or what was found that very next morning. I still don't know when the unfortunate event happened, but I do want you to sit back, relax, and listen to my show from last week and just really listen to what I am saying, listen to the questions that I ask Mace, and listen to his responses, and then try and put that into perspective after what happened, unfortunately, last Thursday. I don't know what the right word to use is, but I'll just say I was spurred to make a statement before playing the show because of something that came over my Facebook news feed. Let me just tell you first, probably not a good idea to piss somebody off that has a radio show. because you'll get talked about. Probably not a good idea to piss somebody else off that has a television talk show, because, again, you'll get talked about. And it's probably not a good idea to piss off a writer, because you will have something written about you. And lastly, it's probably not a good idea to piss off an actor, because when he or she has a douchebag role that they have to play, best believe that role is going to be done off of you. So let me tell you, I'm not going to, this conversation right now is not about throwing anybody under the bus. It's not about making anybody feel bad. So the person that I'm talking about, I'm not going to name. I'm not going to make a distinction whether it's male or whether it's female. I just want you to get the message. So, in so many words, fuck the messenger. Just get the message. That's all I want you to do. So, I would say probably a week before my interview last week, someone put on their Facebook page that they had a project that they were working on. Now, just to give a little backstory, the person that put this on their Facebook page, and I promise you all will understand why I'm talking about this once I get it all out. So just bear with me. Take the ride with me. The person that put this on their Facebook page, how can I explain it? You know that person that you know that kind of always has to stand out? Like, let's say you're in a cold state. You're in New York and it's winter, 30, 40 degrees outside. Everybody else knows it's cold outside, but this one person that needs the attention is going to try and walk around outside with no coat on and say, oh, it's not cold out here. It's not cold out here. When everybody knows that it is. So the person that put this on their Facebook page is that type of person. Put on there that they were doing a specific project. Anybody that wanted to be involved with it, they could be. Now, if I tell what the project is, then I'm going to be revealing to a certain extent who it is I'm talking about. And again, that's not what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to keep it at a project. But I will say, this particular type of project, you need permits, you need locations, you need a shoot schedule. So it's not really, when you're going to do something for real, it's not really possible to, at the very last minute, just change your mind and say you're going to do something different. Well, in this case, that's what happened. After what happened on Thursday, I believe it was Friday or Saturday, the same person put on their Facebook page, I am not going to do the project that I mentioned before, I mean just a week earlier. I'm going to do a tribute project for Linkin Park. Really? Really? You're going to do a tribute project for Linkin Park. Now, you might be saying, okay, J. Lewis, what's the big deal? Let me finish. So this was Friday. Saturday, the same person, Saturday night, this same person puts a 911, basically a 911 post on their Facebook page. I almost did something that I shouldn't have done. I need my friends right now. I need somebody to come over and contain me. Please, I need help. Again, you're probably saying, Jay Lewis, dog, what's the problem? Let me finish. I went and I looked at the comments that were on this particular Facebook post. The comments were, answer your phone. We're trying to contact you. Answer your friends. What is going on with you? We are very worried about you. I have tried calling you twice. Please pick up the phone. Those were the type of responses that this person got on Facebook. About an hour and a half later, same person puts on their Facebook page, nobody would miss me if I was gone anyway. Okay, hold it, stop, fuck you. And I mean that, fuck you. If you were going to put something on Facebook asking for people's help, and they try and reach out to you, and you just don't answer, that would have been okay. Well, it wouldn't have been okay, but it wouldn't have gotten me heated like it got me heated. But then you want to follow your shit up with, nobody would miss me if I was gone anyway. Damn it. Can't say what I was about to say, but at this point, I had to put something on that person's Facebook page, and maybe this is revealing who it is, but now I'm pissed, so I'm not really caring too much anymore. I wrote on that person's page, enough is enough. Seriously. And damn it, that's exactly what I meant. Enough was enough. You want to take somebody else's tragedy and you want to try and promote your bullshit project that you and I both know isn't going to happen just to get that little bit of attention. And then you want to get on in almost less than, I can't remember exactly when it was, so I'm not going to sit here and say in less than how much time, but in such a quick turnaround, you're going to all of a sudden be in some woe is me type situation. And then when people try and reach out to you, you just fucking ignore them and think it's in your best interest to write on your Facebook page, nobody would miss me if I was gone anyway. Well, damn it, the way you act, I for damn sure probably wouldn't miss you. And I'm just being honest. I think honesty is the best policy. But I have friends that are going through for real shit right now. And you want to sit your jackleg self on Facebook and try and get some bullshit attention? Now, maybe I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't be so heated if my freaking brother, not my biological brother, but my brother in life, wasn't so close to this. And you want to take a situation and try and put yourself almost in that same situation. The point that I'm making is you are a worthless, and I'm not really just talking about this particular person. I'm talking about any fucking body. You want to play like you are going to commit suicide? You want to play like you're going to do something to your fucking self? I'm going to tell you like my mother said when we were kids. You want to kill yourself? Let me help you out. Let me give you a couple of ideas. So if the person I put this shit on their Facebook page is listening, next time you feel some shit like this, send me a private message. I'll give you some quick and easy ways to do the shit. Only because I know you're not going to do it. And that's what has me so pissed off. We live in a society now to where people can just straight face fucking lie on some bullshit just to get somebody's attention. When there are real people out there that are going through real shit, not just my friends. And I'm not just talking about the situation that happened on Thursday. There's other people around this country, around this world, that are dealing with real friends, real family members that have killed themselves, and your sorry ass is going to get on Facebook trying to pretend like you want to kill yourself? Again, fuck you. And I swear on everything, I mean that as sincerely, as violently, as vehemently, as any other words you can think of that it sounds like I'm saying it. Fuck you. You want people to recognize you. You want people's attention. Damn it. Put in the work. Do the sacrifice to get the reward of somebody recognizing you. Don't just go off the shit that your mouth has to say. Who the fuck are you? Damn it, I swear I mean everything I'm saying right now. Who are you to sit up and act like, oh, the world is just so against me? No, the world's not against you. You're against you. You are the one that doesn't believe in you. You are the one that thinks there's a problem. Nobody else. But you want to get on Facebook. Nobody would miss me if I was gone anyway. I'm telling you, if this person would have called me, contacted me, we could have had a conversation. What's going on? What's the problem? Like has happened in the past. And I have told this person, look, you need to drop this off. You need to cut this out. So maybe that's why I'm a little upset too, because I've had conversations with this person saying, look, you don't understand the stuff that you putting on Facebook. Like, here's the thing, people. I understand that there is the possibility of mental illness coming into play. I get that. If somebody is mentally ill, you know, a lot of the things they do and a lot of things that they say, they can't help. But you are a special kind of mentally ill. If you think making somebody else, making your friends, making your loved ones, making people that care about you worry about you just for attention, I will ask the question again. The fuck you think you are? So, I'm dealing with this real situation of a close friend of mine, and this comes across my Facebook page. So it heated me up a little bit. And would you believe the person that wrote this? Because I had to, it was still bothering me. It was still under my skin. So I went to my Facebook page. And I wrote, I'm going to kind of paraphrase, I don't remember exactly what I wrote, but I wrote, if you know me, you know that I have friends that are going through a real situation. If you use the tragedy of someone else to, I think I said, to promote your bullshit project. And if you're going to, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I said something to the effect of, if you're going to play like you're going to commit suicide, then you are a worthless, classless person that seriously needs mental evaluation. Y'all, would you believe the person that wrote the initial Facebook message had the damn audacity to put a comment on my page that said something to the effect of, that may be true, but sometimes people go through things and it's not good to assume that they are just looking for attention. Just saying what? What are you just saying? So, of course, because I am J. Lewis Mills and that's just me, I put as a response, you absolutely do not want to have this conversation with me. I promise you, and I put promise in capital letters, I promise you, I know exactly, put exactly in capital letters, what I am talking about. You probably don't, and I also wrote, you probably don't want to, no, I said, it's probably best to leave it here. So what did this person do? They erased my comment, or they erased their comment off my Facebook page. Why did they erase their comment? I don't know. I can guess why. Because it was hitting a little too close to home and they didn't want people to put two and two together that I was talking about them. I don't know. But what I do know is I have a friend that I call my brother in life that lost basically one of the closest people in his life. I don't see him tweeting about it. I don't see, you know, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but we had a conversation and I told him about the Facebook, the whole thing that I just said to you all. I said the same shit to him. You know what he said to me? You know what's interesting? Everybody that's close to this situation isn't talking about it. Everybody that is close to this situation isn't going on social media talking about it, trying to get attention. It's the other motherfuckers that are doing that bullshit. So I just sit back and I say, wow, your life is that bad. No, I shouldn't even say your life is that bad. Your perspective of yourself is that bad that you have to go fake some shit just to get attention. And as I said earlier, it would have been fine, or I wouldn't have been as amped up if it would have just, if the last text about, or the last Facebook post about this was this dramatic cry for help. But when you turn your ass around and basically ignore every fucking person that tried to contact you and just put out there, nobody would miss me if I was gone anyway. That's where my problem comes in. That's where my anger comes in. Because there's real people out there that are crying out for help, and there's nobody to listen to them. But you had, I'm telling y'all, there were at least 40 fucking comments on the 911 post. Answer your phone. What's going on with you? We're worried about you. And you want to follow that shit up with, nobody would miss me if I was gone anyway. for the third time within 5 minutes, fuck you. And I swear for Lord, I mean that. You don't play about shit like that. Number one, you don't play like that because it's just not right. But number two, your silly ass is going to find yourself in a situation and people are going to say, oh, that's just such and such trying to get attention. And nobody is going to come to your rescue. Clearly, when you were a kid, your teacher, your mama, or your damn daddy never told you the story about the motherfucker in the woods that cried wolf too goddamn much. And y'all going to have to excuse my language, but I'm telling you, shit like this pisses me off, as you can tell. Kevin Hart said something that it's almost like my mission statement now. At one of his comedy shows, before his comedy show, he's in a circle, clapping it up with his people, saying, everybody want to be famous? Nobody wants to put the fucking work in. Everybody wants to be famous? Nobody wants to put the work in. Sit your silly ass down, put some work in, give somebody a reason to have to give you their attention. Put some work in. Sit down. Shut the fuck up. Seriously, sit down, shut up, and get to work. That's what you need to be doing. But instead, let's just play the woe is me card. Now, I found this very interesting. The very next day, after the whole 911 supposed message, the very next day after the nobody is going to miss me if I'm gone anyway, same person puts a post on Facebook. Sorry about last night, guys. Had a rough night. I can count on one fucking hand how many people responded to that. And if I count on one hand, I don't even need to use three fucking fingers. So what does that tell you? People are starting to understand and educate themselves to your shit. People are starting to understand your fucking game. And then for like the whole rest of the day, it's nothing but jokey joke, funny type Facebook messages. And then there's some message on there. I don't know. I mean, y'all know how Beyonce calls herself Sasha Fierce when she's on stage. Okay, well, this person has given themselves an alter ego, named their alter ego. And they put a post on Facebook, she's back and she's never leaving, and then put some, I don't even remember what the song that they were trying to halfway sing. But it's like, come on, man. The fuck is your problem? You were just making it seem like everything was just about to crumble for you and nobody's going to care if I'm gone anyway. But then the very next day, you putting up more Facebook posts and you're actually tagging people in the posts. Okay, Einstein, I got one quick question for you. If nobody would care if you were gone anyway, who the fuck you tagging in these Facebook posts that you putting up talking about they're your friends and they're your close people and you're so glad to be around them again? Hold up. Wouldn't these people care if you did actually do something to your silly ass self? But yet you want to put out there just to get the attention, nobody's going to miss me if I'm gone anyway. So the moral of my story, and, you know, I'm done. Y'all heard me yell for long enough. Moral of my story, people, is this. We all have people that care about us. We all have people that love us. Might not be right in our face. Might not even be a family member. So if you want to play like you're going to commit suicide, if you're going to use the tragedy of someone else for some bullshit project that, again, we both know you're not going to fucking do, you're going to do that, then when people like me hear about it, this the shit you get. Somebody has to wake you up. Somebody has to wake our society up. I'm not saying I'm going to do it by myself, but somebody has to wake us up and say enough is fucking enough. Seriously. That has to be some of the most classless shit that I can think of. That's up there with a chick saying she's pregnant and she's really not. Same type situation. You gonna pull people through a whole bunch of fucking emotions for no reason at all. Just for your attention. Wish a motherfucker would. All I can say. Wish a motherfucker would. So, if you take anything from what I'm saying right now, please take this. Go away with this. Let this be your takeaway. Realize and understand, when you do silly shit, you're hurting people and yourself more than getting your little bullshit 15 minutes of fame. All right. That's enough of that.